Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Laurie Frazee, Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, and we are live in Middleburg, Florida at the Mac Daddy Amateur Challenge. And what's cool about this is it's a series of 11 contest educational programs where teams can come, and they start out doing one meet today with chicken. And we've actually had 20 teams here, got a chance to walk around and do a little mentoring. And then they went through the contest process, turned in boxes, and right now as we talk, the boys are tabulating the winners. And we're going to stop here with Billy, Mac Daddy, Mr. Mac Daddy Smoker himself. And this is your brainchild. So how did you actually come up with this? I know we talked about it before, but for the listeners that are here today, how did you actually come up with this?
Well, there's an awful lot of backyard gurus, if you will. They're always the go-to people for their friends and their family. And, you know, they always are the people that are asked to cook, you know, when it counts.
Yeah.
And serve a bunch of people. And I just thought to myself, getting into competitions, there's not a lot of information. There's a lot of written information. You know, you have to go to the School of Hard Knocks to get this information, or you have to be the dish witch.
I've done.
Yeah, and hurry for strikes, if you will, before you get any of that knowledge.
Yeah.
And that keeps a lot of people intimidated and behind the privacy fence, if you will. So I kind of thought to myself, if we could have an amateur cook-off, I happen to know a bunch of people that can come on the Pro Series. I grew up with one of the best that there is out there, Chief Gary Park, Chief Close My Barbecue. And, you know, having that personal relationship with him and talking to him and seeing how he succeeded and hearing his story about how he's had to go to the School of Hard Knocks and how long it's taken him to get where he is, I thought to myself, you know, we have these resources. Why not offer an amateur cook as a competition? Whereas we can get guys like Gary involved in a mentor program. And what that would do is keep the fees low to enter, donate the meat so that they don't have the big expense coming out of the woodwork to learn. And then they get the added benefit of having someone show them where they can improve and maybe some of the shortcomings that they've had and explain that to them so that they can do a trial by fire, no pun intended.
Absolutely.
You know, they come out here and they get involved in, you know, they realize that, you know, in a big sanctioned event, it is, you know, it's cutthroat while the grill's lit, you know, and then it's party time afterwards or before. Here, I wanted it to be a low-key learning experience. I wanted the camaraderie, you know, to flow, and I think we've had great success. As you've seen, we had a lot of crosstalk in the team.
Yep.
It was a nice, low-key, friendly, laid-back learning environment, but it was also a competition at the end of the day.
Right.
There's going to be a winner, there's going to be a loser. We don't call them losers. We just say that you just didn't place first.
Right.
Everybody's going to have a takeaway. Everybody's going to be able to get the experience. Everybody's going to get a ribbon or a plaque or, you know, a medal of sorts. And you know, we decided to do an 11-month series because you just can't quite get it done in one, unless there's four major meets, you know, in the competition. And we wanted to start out slow and graduate the process so that no one gets overwhelmed and frustrated and just decides, hey, this isn't me.
Yeah, and you have some guys out there that are cooking on, actually cooking on the cookers they have with them for the first time. So if you had put two meats even in a day, they would have been totally flipped out.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, and the part of the thing here is we're at Mac Daddy Smoker, so this is his livelihood here. And you have the new Pit Viper out there, which I am so excited to going to be a new proud owner of, and it's going to be taken down to Barbecue Pitmasters this week. Guys, Cook and I seem to love it. The shape of it's beautiful. You have to be thrilled.
We are. We're pretty excited about this whole program. The build is much easier than with your traditional, rolled round cookers.
Right.
The efficiencies are off the charts. Our calculations have proved that, you know, even much more efficient than our predecessor, the Realm models. And people seem to like it. It's got a stealthy little look to it.
Yeah, it does.
The coffin.
The coffin. But it's called a pit viper.
That's correct. And aptly named because it's a deadly weapon.
Yeah, well, there you go.
On the scene. But.
They look great, and you've got two people cooking on them today. I know you guys are staying super busy trying to get them out. So
We are. We're looking at cranking out, you know, pretty decent production now that we've kind of got our feet on the ground with it, going through trials and prototyping, and we figured out, you know, where we need to dial things in and streamline the production end of it.
Right.
So the efficiencies in terms of the dynamics of the cooker are in place and proven. Now it was just a matter of going through, you know, trials with production and in the shop. And now we got it dialed in production, so we're going full bore.
Okay. Now, your intention is to have the series one a month for 11 months, and then there will actually be an overall winner as long as they compete or participate in at least 8 events. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Because, you know, life happens, and we wanted to make it, you know, an equilateral and fair and equitable situation for everybody to come out. And it is an amateur event.
Right.
So it's a little different than someone actually whipping out a calendar and planning their life for the
right.
next 11 months and
right.
saying, I'm going to go and drive here to do this. So they can miss three events out of the 11, which they have to participate in 8. Now, they can miss more events. They just won't be eligible for the grand finale prize, which is the Mac Daddy 125 Pit Viper on the trailer.
Nice.
Decked out.
Oh, really? On the trailer, too. Okay.
And also I paid entry into Dave Haskett's event from Big in the Pokey Barbecue out there at the second annual Flamingo Lakes Cook-Off. So that's going to be a pretty prestigious little award for an amateur event.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
hopefully, you know, go forward and make us proud. It's going to come out of that.
Yeah.
And one of the things is, you know, how do you gauge success? Well, I think that's a good gauge of success.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got, so Ribs will be the next one. You're looking sometime in February with the date to be announced in the near future. So you're looking good.
You said Ribs were going to be the next
one. Oh, is it? Oh.
It's a mystery to me, Lori.
Oh, You know why? That was, here's me, because that's how you turn them in. You turn them in order, chicken ribs,
that's pork. Right, that's right.
So I just assume. And
right.
Bad Lori.
No, it's fine. And I think earlier in conversations I'd mentioned to you that, you know, we were talking about ribs. Truth be known, I'm not sure what will be the next one. We've got an awful lot of sponsorship. So thank God this is a charity event.
Yes.
The proceeds, you go to the Walmart Foundation. And we're relying on our meat partners to participate, you know, going forward. They participated now. I want to give a punch to McHugh's Meat over in Jacksonville, Florida. They donated all the chicken for this event.
Oh, is that right?
Because yes, right.
I have never seen this big a size. I'm like going, this is turkey size.
Like
or capons. I mean, they were really big, and you don't see that big a size in competition.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So we're definitely grateful and appreciative to them. They're going to be on board with a fair amount of the events. We need everybody. We need to spread the wealth, and people give when they can give, and, you know, to the limit that they can give, and we always appreciate that. So going forward, really the effort that we're going to be able to receive from our sponsor, MeatWise, is going to kind of dictate where we go, with the next meet.
Right. Well, it's looking great, and the boys are tabulating very diligently, trying to come up with both People's Choice. And what is the prize for People's Choice? Just a smile and handshake? No. Or bragging rights?
We have a medal for People's Choice Award. And bragging rights, you know, going forward, you know, it's going to be, there's no elimination round, but it's going to be, they're going to have their head held a little higher at the end of the next one, and they're going to be the team that every – that's going to start the chase, I think.
Yeah, it'll be the team to beat, so that'll be good.
There's some things to be said about winning a competition or placing first or even in the top five of a competition, but when the people speak, it seems to be a little more genuine.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm going to go out and talk to some of the teams.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, so we're just going to go out here and see what's going on with these teams. Now, there's guys that have cooked for the first time together. We're actually in a little room, side room, but they have a display area which has no cookers in it right now because they're out of it. DJ, gotta get away from the DJ. Hang on. Okay, so I'm heading over. I'll go over to these boys. Had a couple of guys this morning that were, I think they're from this area. Most of the guys that are cooking here today are from this area. So since you guys are all parked, we're live on the internet radio show, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about the competition today. As you wait to hear who won both the backyard, not the backyard, but won People's Choice as well as the contest. So why don't you tell us your name and what your team name is?
Owen Hog Barbecue, Charles Harvey, Everett Giles.
Okay. And you guys actually borrowed a cooker, didn't you?
We did.
Okay. And so what did you think about the whole event?
The whole event was a success. I mean, it was a learning experience for sure. Things told how I was doing stuff wrong and whatever. That was pretty good. I like that. Because now I know what to do next time.
Well, but you felt like it was all in the spirit of helping, don't you?
Yes, I
do. Okay. So they borrowed a little six-barrel cooker, which is one of my sponsors, so I wanted to give a shout-out to you on that. How did you feel about the performance of this? Because you guys probably have the littlest smoker here. And, you know, nobody, and which I always joke about, there's nothing to watch on the smoker. You have to let it do its thing.
There's no thermostat or nothing on there. So you don't even know what temperature it's really cooking at, but it cooks steady.
Yeah.
It cooks steady. And if I had to recommend one, I would recommend the pit barrel cooker. Because, I mean, you light it and just let it cook.
Yeah, set it forget it.
Set it forget it.
And they really are, for weight-wise and everything, they're great for a patio. Now, where are you guys from? Because I think you're from around here, right?
From Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, okay. And are you going to participate in the rest of the competition coming up?
I plan to, yes.
Now, have you guys done any cooking prior to this?
I do a lot with my electric cooker.
Oh, we had to say it out loud on the internet. No, that's okay, because everybody has one. Everybody has one, and if they tell you they don't, they're probably lying. Okay, so you do a lot of cooking on that?
Yes.
Okay, and is that the infrared? If you've got the electric, are you...
Regular electric is the Masterbuilt.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. Oh, so it's actually the square one.
My refrigerator must.
It's okay. And what about you? You cook too?
Yes, I have a steak one.
Oh.
Real outback yard.
So what are you guys planning to cook on from now on with the contest?
I'm going to buy a mat.
Okay, and are you looking at the 15 Viper?
I was looking at that, the trailer model.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, I want the trailer model.
Or you can wait and win one by winning the whole thing and doing all the events.
Well, then I'll have two.
I like this guy. He's always thinking here. All right, so we're going to move over to another team, and thanks for spending a little time with me, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. So we're coming over here with my cookers. Oh, I don't have any other cookers here. Never mind. We have people just joining in.
Yeah.
I'll go grab it. Okay. Yeah. So I went over to talk to some guys that are cooking, and none of them are there, so we're going to grab him in the parking lot. Hey, we're live on the internet talking about the cook today. So what did you think, Jenny? What's your team name?
Randy Smoke and Rack.
Okay. Oh, okay. And where are you guys out of?
Out of Jacksonville.
Out of Jacksonville. So what do you think? It's you and two other guys, right?
Yeah. I thought it was a great competition. I mean, I learned a lot. I have never, ever cooked Starkey chicken, ever.
Oh, so you were like me.
Yeah.
I never did too either until I got into
competition. I have to say, I had a lot of people come up to compliment.
Good, good. And now, weren't you one of the guys that said you don't know if you'll cook it next time?
No, I'm good at it. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I forgot my favorite, but
you felt pretty good about the cook?
Yeah, I learned a lot.
And so you think you'll participate in some of the other events?
I did every one of these.
Hey, the price is right, and, you know, them giving you your meat, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I can't wait for the brisket, the pork butt, and the rib. That's my
special. Okay. Oh, the ribs are your special?
Yeah. I don't do chicken.
You'll figure it out.
Betty Collins I had on, and I might have to think about it.
So now it's time to go home and practice a bunch, right?
Yeah, I need a good play night.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, everybody that's listening, because it's barbecue people listening, they understand the play night. So, yeah, I'm glad you had a good
night. If I could if I get a couple good calls, I'll try to pick it. My dog will go get it.
All right, cool beans. All right, thanks for being with us.
Okay,
we're going to go over now. We've got a little couple here that has two Webers, and I'm coming over here because we're live on the internet. And so, what's the name of your team?
We are Smoking Hot Barbecue.
Okay, and where are you from?
We are from Middleburg, Florida.
Okay, well, it does seem to be that most of the guys here are local. Is that pretty
correct.
Much everybody?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys had an issue today. Tell us, and so when somebody says, what makes this a sport, what do you think now? What makes it a sport?
When we prepared for this during practice, we had everything down, but today, for some reason, our temperatures, when they ran really high.
All right. You know why, right?
And we had to adjust because of the wind, I'm assuming. But we were able to make adjustments.
Good.
We had a second batch that we were able to use. But you know what? We ended up sending in our first batch.
You guys pulled it out of your hind ends. you did, because I saw what was going on. Basically, you had way over. It looked like you were going to way overcook it, but the skin was not cooperating. And,
mm-hmm.
and actually, you guys adapted and overcame. I was proud of you, because that's what makes it a sport.
It was a small setup, too.
Yeah.
We're one of the smallest ones here.
So you're cooking. Is that a Smoky Joe, or what's that little one?
That is a Smoky
okay.
Joe. It's the Jumbo Joe.
The Jumbo Joe. Okay, I forget what
we
that is.
We were using that as a warmer to
move it over.
Yeah,
well, you did good. And what's your plan? Are you going to participate in the other cook-offs coming up?
We're going to win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and what kind of, what are you using?
For the initial, the competition batch, I used hickory and pecan.
Okay.
Now, for the
people's choice,
I used only out.
Oh, and how come you decided to go different?
I just want to try.
Okay.
Fun, you know?
No, and see, that was great. Great attitude. It is for fun, but it's also to learn something. So we look forward to you being here and smoking, what is it? Smoking hot barbecue. Smoking hot barbecue. All right, and where's your partner in crime?
She's over there getting us some more cold Coke.
Oh. You must have rum nearby because... All right, guys, thanks. Okay, so I wanted to go over here and grab a couple of guys. The DJ's way out of control. So everybody is out of meat for the... people's choice. Yeah, they're starting to take everything down. Some of the people are gone. So let's stop here. Oh, we're really loud. Stop here. You guys cooked out. We're live on the internet. So tell me what the name of your team is and who is cooking.
Oh, right now the name of our team is just Team Winslow, but we're going to come up with something a little more creative as we go along.
Okay, but that's for this purpose.
For
okay.
this purpose.
And so you guys are cooking on a Brinkman.
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you use for wood on your cook today?
Pecan.
Which is a great choice always. So what do you think? Do you like the idea and the atmosphere?
Yeah, love it. Can't wait for next month.
Good. You're going to come next time then?
Yeah.
All right, cool beans. And have you? You guys haven't done any of the competitions yet, have you?
Never. Not
yeah.
until today.
Yeah, so that's good. And you felt like you learned something, and
yep.
you'll change things the next time.
Change things and have a little.
Very little bit.
And have a little bit more equipment.
Well, no, you know what? If you can do this easy, that's always good. But now you've got a hankering probably for another cooker, don't you?
Well, yeah, especially when we get to the 4 meat.
Yeah, you won't have enough room, but it did the trick for you today. And
yeah,
so,
yes, it did.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and we look forward to seeing how you do.
All right, thank you.
All right, when you get the next one, we're looking forward to the new name of your team. Oh, here's the other guys I was looking for. They're all gathered around a stump. There's a little section here that's got stumps on the way. So, okay, we got like three teams in one spot here, guys. And we're live on the internet. Come on over. We're doing a Barn Goddess live remote show. So what teams do we have here?
Fortescue.
And you're out of Jacksonville, right?
Blake? Florida. Randy from Pug Rack, Jacksonville.
And we actually talked to one of your partners over there, so you should see if you say the same thing.
Carter Hughes from Middleburg.
Middleburg, but you're not from Middleburg.
Oh, I'm from originally, but I don't live in Middleburg.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So what do you guys think about the whole process?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, I learned a lot.
it's really cool that you guys were around and kind of did for us while we were doing it and kind of showed us what we were going on and helped us improve.
You were our favorite, by the way.
Yeah.
The most important.
Well,
when she first told me about
you guys are rocking over there, that's for sure. So everybody finished their chicken today. Did you feel pretty good about it overall though? What did you think?
I need more practice prepping chicken.
You got some very good tips. Unfortunately, I didn't have any time.
Now, have any of you guys done it? You've done a competition before, haven't you? Jacksonville? What do you
cook
over there?
Rick took off. Bunch of brisket took off.
Oh, okay. Is that Fernando Beach or?
Fernandina.
I'm at the wrong beach.
You got it right.
I'm at the wrong beach. Yeah, it's near the beach somewhere. Okay, so next month they're going to have another meet. You guys then, or get the timing?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Everett?
Okay, well, what about people getting ready to come in late? Do you have anything you're recommending?
I want the rest of
the people
to quit.
No
more people to come.
Hey, he's being a little selfish.
I was surprised with the amount of people to
appear. Oh, yeah. 20 teams is great. Are you guys going to hang out the rest of the day? Okay, so you have a stick burner. No, you have a... You have a stump, I forgot. Okay, you got a stump.
Oh, yeah.
You got the deal of a century stump.
$200?
Yeah. So what? Tell us about that stump, because it looks like it's in pretty good condition.
$225 Craigslist.
And usually Craigslist specials screw you every time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you have a guru on it? Were you cooking for the guru?
Yeah.
Okay. And we talked, that one's easy to maneuver around. I got the best deal. I offered him $500.
Yep.
Should have made a profit. He didn't take it. What was that about?
Sorry, I got it.
Now, is this a stretch?
The classic.
The classic. I always get the two of them kind of mixed up. And you're cooking on a stick burner, right? Okay. But you use the guru, too. Oh, you have the big guru.
Oh, yeah. More
profit. Oh, good.
There's more
profit.
Yeah, there's more profit.
I didn't realize.
For the bigger ones, it looks
good. Yeah, I'll tell you, I've got that little guru on my Assassin, and the Assassin's as big as that. It keeps the temperature just fine. Yeah, I haven't. That's a good bowl. That's not. All right, guys, so good luck. We'll see you around. I appreciate you talking. I'll be your spirit, Ray, are you? Okay. So we'll see you later. All right, so we're going to go over down here. I was hoping to catch a couple of judges, but I think they boogied out. So let's go down here, and I want to talk to the, there's a couple that literally just picked up the Mac Daddy Pit Viper. I think he said, I think he actually said he got it today, and so they cooked on it for the first time, and I'm going to kind of put him on the spot because we were looking at some things. Can I get you on the radio? Will you chat with me a minute about the Pit Viper?
Okay.
Okay, so what's your name and what's your team name?
Todd Carter, and we're the other barbecue team.
Is that what you're calling yourself? Okay, so we're with the other barbecue team, and you got the Pit Viper, and you had it actually mounted on a trailer to make it easy, right? Okay, so what do you think? Were you happy?
Yeah, definitely happy. I mean, I was going from a...
$50 or $60 electric smoker at home for this Cadillac that I've got now, you know, so it's a whole new learning process for me.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. One of the things that I noticed that it seemed like you guys didn't use a lot of fuel, did you?
Not really. Once I started using the sticks, I mean, I used a lot of the chump, and I was going through that pretty quick. But once I started using the sticks, I mean, it seemed to keep. And it kept temperature all day long at 250, so, I mean, I was pretty happy with that. So.
Something I like, and Billy actually showed while you guys were cooking, and here's what I was afraid of. When he pulled that out, I thought, oh, my God, he's sending ash flying all over the place. But you didn't really have any of that happen, did you? Yeah, I was a little concerned about that. There's an ash pan, and I'll be putting some pictures of my Pit Viper when I get it on, we'll have it on Wednesday. I'll put some pictures up on the Facebook page. But it's actually an ashtray. That makes it really nice. Yeah, and I think you guys will, and it's a little baby box. But that box was very efficient in the meanwhile today. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And what wood were you, actually, what did you choose to burn?
We actually chose maple.
Maple?
I mean, like I say, I bought a lot of stuff from home, and I used hickory, we used some pecan, we used some cherry. Mm-hmm. So I used all that up.
Right.
Went to maple, and then that's what we used for the rest of the day.
Do you have a preference on, you know, sticking with one of the woods as you were at
not
that
really.
To try
my cousin said he's got about 35 sticks of blackjack oak waiting on me over at his house, so I'll probably pick that up today.
So there you go. Well, good luck to you. We missed you earlier. What's your name?
Hi, Vanessa.
And you're from the other barbecue chain. What are you guys pulling this with?
I got a Toyota Sequoia.
Okay, so you don't, and is that only, that's an 8-cylinder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the other good thing. Now this, the one I'm getting, because it's going to be the rack to go into a trailer, is he went and looked it up. It was 599 pounds and 96 ounces, or you know, something silly like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't 96 ounces, 9.6 ounces. Do you know what the weight is on this?
I sure don't. Like I say, you know, it cost me a little bit extra to put the thing on the trailer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Nice. Now, you're not licensed yet, right? You got to go do that.
Well, he said that he doesn't believe it needs.
It does.
It does.
And you just go in, and every county is a little bit different. I had actually had mine inspected. Yep, still have a couple papers. But, yeah, if you get caught on the road with it, they'll nail you and make you go get the license.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so because you're on this. Well, you know, he probably moves so many around that he doesn't really realize it. But, even my little 7-8-footer that had to be done. So you never want to get caught on that. Now, I forget what these are actually called, the lockdown. They're called something specifically.
Yeah, I'm not sure what, but I mean, they're
really not. You'll see pictures on Wednesday or Thursday on the Barn Goddess page. So you guys enjoy. Good luck. Have you moved it around by hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty easy?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
You played it nicely, isn't it?
That's why you put the wood box in the front.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah. Yeah, well, enjoy it. And the other thing I really like about it, this is not a real heavy cooker, and it has full-size tires, which is really a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck today, guys. Are you going to join in on the other ones that are coming up? Yeah, I mean, you guys felt good about the process and everything. You feel like you got some, and I was just in looking. A lot of the judges wrote comments, which is going to be invaluable for you guys to have. And even the people, did everybody do People's Choice?
Yeah, we did.
So whatever your number was, even People's Choice, those folks wrote. So you have a lot of feedback. So good luck. All right, have fun. We'll see you later. Okay, so we're going to pretty much wrap it up on the way. They're getting ready to get some prizes away. We're getting ready, and we're going to just wrap it up. Wait, there's one other little couple here that I'd like to interview. Okay, so we're live on the internet, radio blog talk show, and we are with Twisted Ankle. Where are you, Twisted Ankle Barbecue? I'm guessing one of you twisted your ankle.
Oh,
you did? Oh, so that's a good name for you. Where are you guys out of?
Orange Park.
You're out of Orange Park? So what did you think?
Good.
You enjoy the process? Have you done any other kind of competitions and stuff? So pretty much it's a lot of novice and first-timers. Are you ready to come back?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, so we have a husband and wife team.
Yes.
Husband and wife team here, and they'll be back in Orange Park. We'll see you next month then. Okay. I'm sorry I won't be here next month, but I think you guys will. I think this is great. You guys are going to get a bunch out of this.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Like,
all right.
Thank
you. Well, thanks. I just,
yeah,
you know, for $60, they provide you the meat, and you've you know, there's people walking around to try and help you. And like I was telling them, most of the judges wrote comments. You guys are doing a lot of feedback on that. So. Good luck to you. I'm anxious to see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so this is Lori Frazee, Barn Goddess Barbecue and More. And I'm going to walk over here because I'm walking right into their pathway. Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, live from the Mac Daddy Challenge. And today their meat was chicken. It's a great concept, and they're doing it all for charity. It's Walk of Hope, Inc., and that's the benefit from all the people's choice. The really nice thing that happened here today is the community got behind them because there were a lot of people walking around. It was $15 for a wristband to taste everybody's meat, and then they came out. They sold out, which was amazing also. And so next month when they have a different meet, they're probably going to try and figure it out because they did sell out and they want to be able to make enough money as they can for the foundation and get people to taste the meat and give the team some practices. Again, thanks to Mac Daddy Smokers. I want to recognize my sponsors, Sweet Smoke Q, who is competing in Lakeland today. Hopefully he's kicking some hind end and bringing home another grand championship. You want to try the juice? Get a hold of Jim. He's got a sauce. He's got the pork injection liquid and getting ready to put out that beef injection, which we're all excited about, and I've been pretty happy to be able to use at contest. Also want to thank Mac Daddy Smokers, just come on board as a sponsor, and you'll be seeing my pit viper here pretty soon at contest as well as on the Internet. And Rec Tech has come aboard. That will be my new pellet cooker. Really excited about that. And, of course, Royal Oak is jumping in and helping me out as a sponsor this year. Also like to thank Noah and his wife, Amber, over at Barrel Cooker Company. One of the guys cooked on it today and absolutely had a ball with it. Never cooked on it before, and we just had to keep telling him today, once you get it in there, leave it alone, kind of set it and forget it, and just monitor to make sure that you haven't gone over, since they were having to open the lid and they had different meats as the time went on through the day. So thanks for joining me. A little short and sweet celebration here with the few teams that we have, but 20 teams is great for this. They'll be sticking around and leaving shortly. Next time I'm here for one of these, we'll do this again. But until Tuesday, join me Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But you can join a barbecue superstar every night of the week, either 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on Barbecue Superstars Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. And you can join Daryl on Barbecue Superstars every morning, 9 o'clock, for his live show, unless he posts that he won't be on there because he's traveling. So join one of us every day of the week, okay? Guys, have a great day. Keep on smoking, and I will be back with you on Tuesday, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thanks a lot.